This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back. Ooh, I'm a little hoarse. I'm a little hoarse today. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, yesterday, I went to a minor league baseball game. Day! Holla, guys! Oh, my God, it was awesome. So, I don't know if you guys know, but, I mean, Vegas is turning into a sports mecca. I mean, we were the sports book mecca. We have probably some of the best sports books in the whole entire world, and I very frequently visit the sports books because it's just, you know, you get free drinks, right? You get to sit there and watch the horse races. You get to watch, I don't know what the hell happened at the Kentucky Derby. Don't even ask me about that. I have no idea. I don't even know how to comment on that. I just don't know what happened there. But, you know, you get to watch everything. I don't even have to probably pay for my own cable, with the exception of wanting to watch Game of Thrones and Veep. I could just go and hang out at the sports book every day. So we in Vegas, we love sports. And we love it so much that now we have the Raiders coming. We have one of the best hockey teams, I think, right, in the world, right, Golden Knights. And we also have minor league baseball. We used to have, they were like the B-51s, and now they're called the Las Vegas Aviators. And so my husband had tickets. They were really good tickets. They were kind of right behind the plate and in the shade even. So we kind of had some real, you know, because I'm like, oh, you know, I want to go to a game, but, you know, since I had a pre-melanoma, what do? You know, the kids have to have their hats, and we have to have our sunscreen and all that. And, you know, by the time I mommify the whole thing, it just takes the fun out of it. So my husband basically tells me to shut the hell up in so many nice terms, and we go, and the seats were great. But what was really fascinating to me is there were some kids who sat behind us. And for a moment, I could swear we were in the 1940s or 30s, even 50s, by the way these kids were talking. So they're sitting behind us, and, you know, you don't want to look, you don't want to stare at other kids, but they were really adorable, and I didn't, for the whole 2-3 hours I was there, I didn't hear one mention of a video game. I didn't hear one curse word. No, they weren't Mormon. No, they were normal. Mormons are normal, but I'm saying they were like probably non-religious kids. I have a lot of Mormon friends, and they're into sports and they're all that. So that was my first thought, because, you know, you could have hours of conversation with them and not one cuss word, right? And, you know, they know sports. They talk about sports. So I'm sitting there, and these kids are just good kids. And the stuff they're saying, like, you know, like, play ball, and they were normal, trust me, normal kids. There was, like, the music, the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh, and I have an echo. They even echoed. When I would say something, they would echo. And every time they would do the, you know, you say something, I say something, they would join in. And we're talking, their energy level didn't fall this whole time. And then when a player would come up, and they knew the sport. They knew the sport of baseball. Yeah, there were a couple things that were kind of confused on, like, you know, why didn't he steal a base? Well, because it was a foul. And so when there's a foul, you can't steal the base. You got to go back to your base, I guess. You could only steal a base in a valid play, but when there's a foul, no. And, you know, they had some trouble recognizing if it was a foul or not, because it looked like it was going to go over, looked like it was in, but it wasn't. But they knew the sport. We're talking about kids who are like 5, 6, 7 years old, and, you know, then they started talking about cotton candy, and I'm like, really, there's cotton candy? You know, so now I'm perking up, okay, you know, so I'm getting my, now I'm getting all excited, I'm like, cotton candy, because I'm like, I'm at a game, I want to have a dog, I want to have some cotton candy, I want to have a drink, and I want to yell and heckle the players and all that. Now, they didn't heckle. These kids didn't heckle. Like I said, really good kids. You know, no, A, bad, and no, you know, tell them that they suck, whatever. No. And, you know, I'm watching the dads, so I guess there were two dads, and the dads had brought the kids, and they were friends. Two of them might have been brothers or whatever, and sisters. No fighting. No throwing food. And I looked, and I just keep telling my husband, I go, I love these kids. Now, meanwhile, I have my two boys with me. And my two boys, they're fighting, they're pushing each other. Like, can we go? Like, I'm hungry. Can I spend another $20 on a burger? And mind you, the food was kind of expensive. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, more expensive than Golden Knights food. I'm like, what is going on here? But, you know, we spent about $100 between cotton candy, drinks, hamburgers, chicken fingers, you know. And so I'm like, okay, well, you know, so much for a free game. You know, we still spent money, but it was like an experience that I haven't had in a long time. I don't think I've heard kids talk like that since I was a kid. And I want you guys to kind of notice that, you know, listen to kids when they talk and when they play. A lot of times now it's about wow. And, you know, I guess wow is now going retro. So you could do the old wow, you know, from years ago, you know, or they'll talk about, you know, a video game, or they'll talk about, you know, a movie maybe, but, you know, or a TV show, or, you know, Adult Swim, and your kids should not be talking about Adult Swim. But you just don't, I just didn't ever, I think in years I must have missed it. We're talking like decades. Hearing kids sound like what you should sound like at a ball game. You know, and maybe they were religious, maybe they weren't, I don't know, but, you know, not one cuss word, no fighting. They were respectful of adults, you know. I would talk to them. I would turn around and talk to them. Yeah, and they would answer me, and they would answer my questions, and, you know, and yeah, they might have made fun of the names a little bit, because some of the names might have, you know, sounded like burrito and things like that, like Barretto or whatever. I don't really remember. But for the most part, they were just normal kids. And I don't know how to bring that back. Maybe make them go to a football game rather than, or make them go to a baseball game, rather than sit there and, you know, watching TV and, you know, videos and playing on their iPad. Maybe make them go to sports. I'm a real big fan of sports. I'm a real big fan of, you know, kids playing on sports. It just, I think, brings them back to old school, how kids are supposed to be. Teamwork, learning a game, learning strategy. You know, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but all I know is our current society is missing that. Maybe religion, maybe, you know, certain religions bring that back. I don't know. But all I know is those kids are pretty damn cool. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
DocDali 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Jeunesse Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. All right, so everybody's talking about the Duchess of Sussex and the Duke of Sussex and their new baby. I know, I was just a surprise. I just remember them as Harry and Meghan. But Prince Harry and I guess Meghan Markle are the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Yeah, I'm fascinated by the whole royal family. I just don't get it a lot. You know, and one thing that I kind of find very, very fascinating is that it's a family that a lot of people don't really envy. You know? They look happy. I think Kate and Charles are adorable. I think Harry and Meghan are adorable. But you just kind of get the feeling. Now, maybe it's because we're American. I mean, I bet in you know, Great Britain, like, oh my gosh, I'd love to be a royal. You know, because again, the royals, you know, they're pretty cool, and you know, they do a lot of good things. And but I don't know if I'm, you know, the minority to think this, but I don't know if I would swap my life to be in Buckingham Palace. And from what I understand, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle aren't in Buckingham Palace. It's one of those things, and I don't know why is it. Is it because they're always in the news? Is it because there's all this law and order? I mean, maybe it's because I'm not very bougie. I'm not very good at, you know, sitting at a table properly and knowing which fork to use and where to put my fork and, you know, wiping the food off my mouth. And I'm not saying that's what they do. I mean, I'm sure Princess Kate gets food in her teeth sometimes. She has to. But I just kind of get the feeling that the Queen Mother wouldn't like me too much. And having a mother-in-law or a grandmother-in-law that doesn't like you, you know, unfortunately the mother-in-law, Princess Diana, has passed, but is kind of intimidating. And I, you know, they all have good posture, and they all have to look, they have to look skinny. I mean, you know, look at these women. They gave birth, and they look like they hardly gained 20 pounds, and not on purpose. I don't think that's a rule. I just think, you know, they just, you know, have good chefs, and they know how to eat, you know, properly. I mean, me, I was eating hot fudge sundaes and sushi and French fries and pickles. I don't know what I was eating when I was pregnant. But anyway, congratulations to Meghan and Harry. They gave birth to a 7-pound, 3-ounce boy. I think they did a home birth, which was kind of tough for me. You know, when I gave birth, you know, all the nurses and doctors were in the room, and I'm naked, and I'm like, excuse me, everybody leave, you know? And it's not the most flattering view of you, honestly. And so I get why they probably gave birth at home. People are talking about how that could be dangerous, et cetera. But my guess is they could afford a whole ICU unit there at the, you know, at the house. And so it sounds like baby's healthy, baby's doing good. Father, you know, Prince Harry's all giggling and stuff. I'm sure Meghan's having a good time, and it's wonderful. Apparently, he is it's a boy. I don't think they've named him yet, but apparently he is 7th in line of the throne, which is always kind of confusing to me, but I get, see, I always thought, okay, you have the dad, Prince Charles, then you have William, and you have Harry. If William, right, can't do his throne kingly abilities, then the brother needs to step in. But it doesn't work that way. William's kids come first. And I think even William's daughters, they say the newborn now for Prince Harry, who's the younger brother, is 7th in line to the British throne. They don't even know if the child's going to have a royal title. And so what makes me a little nervous about that whole situation is, let's say you have a family member that is really into the whole throne and king and power hungry. If I was William, and I don't think Harry would do this, I think they're good guys, but let's say this was another monarchy or whatever. If I was William, I would have armed guards around my kids 24/7, when they sleep, whatever, because I would just be worried there'd be some sort of Game of Thrones attack or something, Cersei type of attack, to knock out the family, and then it doesn't matter in terms of laws or anything like that. Now, boom, here the other kids are now king. That's just, you know, and it doesn't matter. Even if you say, look, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want to be king. I don't want, my kids don't want to be king. You could have it. It doesn't matter. There's a thing with birthright. And I'm not sitting here, you know, reiterating last night's Game of Thrones episode. I mean, it's, the stories just retell the same stories over and over again. I'm a big fan of Game of Thrones, but it's the same story, different day. Right? Somebody has the destiny to be king. Somebody else is currently taking the throne, and, you know, all sorts of other stuff going on. So I just find, I don't know how the family could be super happy when you're always the second fiddle. You know, you're second to something else, and you didn't have any choice to be that. And I think the reason why us in America don't envy the royals at all is because it's not the American way. The American way is you compete with your brother, you kick your brother's butt, whether it's in Monopoly, whether it's in GTA, whether it's on the field, whether it's dating somebody prettier, whatever, whether it's wrestling in the backyard, you beat your brother's butt, and you both end up coming out somehow equal in your parents' eyes. That's the American way. Dad is proud of both of you. Or you both have certain aspects and attributes, and same thing with sisters, right? We're both pretty in our own way. We're both sexy in our own way. We both have whatever. Okay? You know, my sister doesn't realize this, but I was jealous of my sister. Of course I was jealous of my sister. You know, kids have jealousy. My sister was older. She was tan. She had beautiful hair. She was smarter. And she had bigger boobs. Of course I was jealous. She was jealous of me because, you know, I was the younger one. I got in trouble less. So we get, you know, but then it all equals out, right? All of us fill out the bra. It all happens. It happens. So I guess in America, it doesn't matter when you were born, who you were born to, who was born first, whatever. You all have, you know, an equal chance within a family to get the prize. And not with the whole, you know, royal thing. On the flip side, though, I think it's fascinating. I love the idea of there being castles and kings and queens and duchesses and decorum and, you know, ambassadorships and doing good and charity work. And, I mean, I'm in love with that whole idea of what they do. It just, I don't want to be any one of them. You know? I didn't do well with my in-laws. I don't do well in, you know, period, right? with other people when I need to act a certain way. I'm me. If I have to burp and I can't hold it in, it's going to come out. I'm going to giggle. Not because I think burping at a dinner table is proper. It's just the burp came out and it's kind of funny. Right? A non ideal four-letter word may come out. If I drop something or spill something, that's me. I like being me. And if I was ever offered to live in Buckingham Palace and be married to, you know, I don't know, one of Prince Harry or Charles or whatever, and be able to hang out with Queen Mother, I would probably ask, you know, just to do it for a day, but I would probably respectfully decline. I'd say, I'd like to go back and, you know, kick back on my beanbag, you know, and drink my wine cooler or my Zima, you know, and be able to burp, you know, and toot every now and then, watch Game of Thrones, yell at a football game, and, you know, not have to wave and have good posture. That would just be me. So, pretty fascinating stuff. All right, but congratulations to them. I think it's fantastic that they had a baby. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we get back, maggots. We're going to talk about maggots. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is set to face a contempt of Congress resolution. Now, this is the latest escalation in the showdown over the release of the Mueller report. Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, reminds Democrats,
this is 12 times, I'll put it in perspective for you, Harris, they're doing this 12 times faster than the Republicans held Eric Holder in contempt. Over 460-something days before the Republicans held Eric Holder in contempt for not complying with subpoenas, we're looking at less than 43 days here.
President Trump is hosting the U.S. Military Academy football team at the White House on Monday, presenting the Commander-in-Chief's trophy to the Army Black Knights, who sealed the title with a win over Air Force.
Every time you enter the field, you prove that you are Army strong. You clinched the Commander-in-Chief's trophy in a hard-fought victory against Air Force.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are confident about their 2019 business outlook, according to the 2019 Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight. A strong majority are planning for increased revenue, expansion, and long-term growth. However, low unemployment is creating obstacles for Hispanic business owners looking to recruit and retain talent. Elizabeth Romero, small business executive at Bank of America.
Hispanic entrepreneurs are embracing a more confident outlook toward growth compared to their non-Hispanic peers. However, the ultra-competitive labor market has made hiring and retaining employees a significant challenge.
Optimism is also paving the way for future generations of Hispanic business owners. 34% of Hispanic entrepreneurs say their business has grown beyond their original vision, and 38% plan to pass their business on to their children. For more information, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Not entirely sure what's going on with my animals. Again, husband was cleaning up some cat toys, grabbed a kitty mouse, and was it a, you know, toy mouse? No, it was an actual real live dead mouse. Then I was working the other day, and the dog is chewing on something that sounded like chicken bones. And so I get off work, I finished with a call, turn around, and there's a possible hummingbird. It didn't look like a pigeon, but a bird completely dismembered on the couch. And the little dog, which is a little, you know, Bichon Frise, little, you know, baby, little Uzi, going, hi, so cute, with pieces of bird, dead bird, all over the couch and all over in her mouth. It's just all over the place. It wasn't bloody, so I don't know if, you know, maybe one of the cats killed the bird, and then the dog just brought it in to chew and munch on.
But, you know, we definitely are not immune to vermin being around my house. And I'm not very, you know, intimidated by that, you know, having as many animals and rescue animals as we do. But one of the reasons why I kind of have some tough skin is because, you know, when I was in school, we talked about how patients would come in, homeless patients who would be, you know, picked up by cops who would, you know, appear inebriated or almost comatose. They would come into the ER. We would be taking care of them, and I'd look at their feet, and they would be full of maggots. And they would have their feet rotting from diabetes, and maggots would be on there. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, okay, let me start cleaning this off. Let me glove up. I'll work on that while you guys are, you know, stabilizing the other stuff. And the you know, the residents and the doctors are like, no, leave the maggots. They're doing part of our work for us. It's fine. And this was before Obamacare. And I'm like, really? And as you would think, you know, Obamacare, we could actually charge for it, right? It's probably a paid service allowing maggots, you know, to eat you. And they're like, no, you know, they are debriding the dead flesh. They're not, you know, hurting them. They're not going to introduce any new infection that they already have. You know, we'll clean them up. You know, we'll start them on antibiotics, but let the maggots do their work. Well, apparently, we have another maggot story. There's a Matthew Blurton, this is being reported by Fox News, from Yorkshire, who was doing some volunteer work in Africa last December, and he started to experience some alarming symptoms. He had this blister on his foot, but he also started running a high fever, and he couldn't stand on the foot. So he reached the hospital. The doctors diagnosed him with cellulitis. Now, cellulitis, many of us have had. It's kind of scary stuff. It's an infection in the lower layers of the skin, and it could spread really, really quickly. It's not as deep as the necrotizing fasciitis. Remember, that fascia covers the muscles. Cellulitis is in the skin and subcutaneous layer, but it could still spread because there's nice, even planes for that infection to spread on. It's a very nice horizontal lot of room, like a highway with a nice open lane, unfortunately. And these cellulitises can get pretty nasty. You could get a lot of gas buildup, infection buildup. Sometimes you need to fillet it open. If you get a compartment syndrome where you get this pressure. And cellulitis can turn into sepsis where you get the infection into the blood. Now, they say, according to a previous report by Fox News, the infection was serious enough that the doctors did not even expect him to survive going back to the UK. And he was going into sepsis. And they've never seen such a severe case. So doctors had to make a critical decision about what to do about his treatment. And guess what? Sterile maggots were the treatment of choice. I know you guys are going, well, that's NHS, that's socialized medicine for you. Maybe, but it sounds like the guy lived. So his partner, Katie, had been with him during the trip on Africa. And upon hearing the maggot treatment, she was like, what? You're going to put maggots on him? Yep, they did. So we had 400 sterile maggots, which I still don't see how they're officially sterile. You really can't get into their mouths and stuff. But 400 sterile maggots were placed in his foot to eat away at the dead tissue and keep the infection from spreading. I think it's brilliant. It's scary. It's creepy. But we're in an age now of these superbugs and not doing that well when it comes to antibiotics or inducing your immune system to fight infection better. Let's bring on the maggots. Blurton said he could actually feel the maggots moving around during the multi-day treatment. But removing the maggots proved painful. Nurses left about 20 to just disintegrate inside his foot because it was too painful to remove the maggots. But they said it did the job. His gaping wound was now able to heal. He did get a skin graft to cover the blackened area, because it was necrotic, right? They ate off the necrotic black tissue. That's according to the Sun. And now he wants to leave other volunteers with a word of warning saying stay protected. He wishes he could cover up more, wearing proper walking boots, pants instead of shorts and sandals. Not sure what the initial infection was. Was it a bite? Was it a cut? Not sure. This was in Africa, and there's a lot of different bugs that we aren't used to. But the maggot treatment probably saved his limb. So Fox News is reporting it. The pictures, they don't really show the pictures, but they're living maggots. Now, we do have to get creative. And sometimes most of our creativity is going back to old school. You know, nature, man has lived and propagated and, you know, been around for thousands of years or, you know, biblical times, okay? But either way, a long time. We could say we're in the thousands, whether you guys want to do hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands, or a couple thousand. So we did something right. Now, the argument that a lot of medical professionals say is, well, maybe the infections weren't that bad back then. Maybe the immune system was stronger. Maybe because we were out in the sun, because we were eating vegetables and nuts and fish, our immune system was stronger. So if we did get an infection, we fought it off better. True. Listen, I'm not going to argue with medical professionals. No way. You know, it's a club. It's kind of a little fraternity, sorority. I got to make sure the medical professionals like me, okay? If they don't like you, not the easiest road. So I'm not going to make too much fun. Listen, I make fun of a lot of people. But the health professionals, even if I don't agree with them, I'm going to agree with them. And maybe our immune systems were stronger. On the other end, we didn't last that long. I mean, Abraham lived 120 years. I mean, some of us lived long lives in biblical times, and that's documented. I bring up biblical times because there's documentation. But, for the most part, our life expectancy kind of went down. Of course, that also happened with wars and things like that, and once they start to calculate, you know, kids would die of illness if, you know, a baby wasn't born, with all his, genetic needings. You know, baby could die, and, you know, so that would, you know, tip the numbers as well. And so, you know, we've been doing pretty, pretty good, but we've been also making matters worse. On one end, being able to fight infection and being able to use penicillin in World War II was one of the greatest advancements of all time. On the other end, now we have superbugs. Superbugs that we might not have had before. Also, you know, we travel, and we don't really acclimate to the new place we're traveling to. So maybe our microbiome doesn't change the new bacteria and the new, you know, sort of defenses. Our skin holds millions and zillions and trillions of bacteria. I know I went out of order with that one, sorry. Zillions of bacteria. And they do that to kind of keep others at bay, to provide a kind of a little barrier. We don't get to acclimate that quickly when we fly to Africa in 2 days. And so, you know, when things get into our system, our bodies weren't designed to, you know, jump the world. So we've kind of made things worse, and sometimes going back to old school might be the only way to fight these newer bugs. Very cool indeed. Don't go away, we'll be right back. Sunscreen is getting into your bloodstream as suspected. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I have two kids, right? Stone and Brock. And many of you guys have seen me. I'm not really the most melanin blessed. I'm very, very white and very pale. And so I burn a lot. My husband, a little bit more tan. Not the whole tall, dark, and handsome thing, but he's tall and, you know, he's handsome and he gets more tan. And so my boys, even though they're lighter skinned, they aren't as light as me. But being so light and having been in medicine, I was very nervous about melanoma. So I wanted to protect my boys from the sun. But when they were babies and I was starting to rub the sweet smelling white thick lotion on their skin. I just kind of got the heebie-jeebies from that. I did it. But I'm like, there's a lot of chemicals in here. And my kids are going to absorb that. So what I started to do with my kids is, because I was still pro-sunscreen, is I would make them wear water shirts, longer shirts. I would have them wear the longer, like, Bermuda short bathing suit pants. I'd have them wear hats. And I would still sunscreen up their neck and their face and all that. But I didn't do it every day before they went to school. And there is a lot of debate. You know, the American Cancer Society and, you know, College of Dermatologists, I mean, there's a lot of different recommendations on wearing sunscreen when you go out. And mind you, having some pre-melanoma lesions, I should be one of the first to recommend it. But I just don't like applying something quote-unquote unnatural to the skin. Even though it is doing an unnatural thing, blocking the sun, the sun is one of the most powerful entities in our universe, and we're putting a little baby, you know, pink bottled, you know, tube of lotion on us to protect against the sun, and it works. I mean, it actually works. But I'm just not entirely convinced that it's the safest thing to do. And I've talked about that on my show a lot. I want you guys protecting against the sun. I want you guys getting a little sun. I don't want you getting skin cancer, and I don't know where to stand. Well, now we have a study that's kind of muddying the waters a little bit and making things a little bit more complicated. There's a study published in the journal JAMA that found that our sunscreen ingredients are entering the bloodstream and at levels high enough to trigger a government safety investigation. So the study was published today in the journal JAMA and found that the blood concentration of three of the ingredients continued to rise as daily use continued, and that it remained in the body for at least 24 hours after the sunscreen use ended. Now, we don't know what these chemicals do. We think they're safe still. But I remember years ago, there was I was on Fox 5, and we had done a report on oxybenzone causing possible free radical damage, possibly worsening your risk of skin cancer. And I decided, after helping Fox 5 with that, I decided to move all my sunscreens in my house to just the zinc oxide. And we've talked about the difference. Rather than absorbing and dissipating, just reflecting the sun. Well, in this study, the four chemicals studied, avobenzone, oxybenzone, acamsul, and octocrylene, are part of a dozen that the FDA recently said needed to be researched by manufacturers before they could be considered GRACE. Now, GRACE is a new term you're going to hear. GRACE stands for generally regarded as safe and effective. Now, should you stop using sunscreen? Oh, hell no. No, melanoma is scarier. Skin cancer is scarier. No need to go there. But we might want to rethink how we approach the sun. And we might want to study these chemicals a little better. So the Environmental Working Group is an advocacy group that publishes a yearly guide on sunscreens. And Scott Faber, the senior vice president, said the sun is the real enemy here. They say studies need to be performed to evaluate this finding. Oh, actually, this is now Dr. David Leffel from Yale School of Medicine. Studies need to be performed to evaluate this finding and determine whether there are true medical implications to absorption of certain ingredients. He added that in the meantime, people should continue to be aggressive about sun protection. They say it's not news that things you put on your skin are absorbed into the body. This study is the FDA's way of showing sunscreen manufacturers need to do the studies to see if the chemical absorption poses health risks. And again, I wouldn't give a damn about some chemical absorption. I wouldn't give a heart and dude if it wasn't for us applying it multiple times a day and lathering it on. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We are going to be coming into the very, very heavy months of summer. I burn within minutes out in that sun, which means I would be applying this stuff over and over and over again. So now, what am I accruing? Now, according to the Skin Cancer Foundation and CNN News, more Americans are diagnosed with skin cancer each year than all other cancers combined. It is the most common cancer. It's not the number one killer. Lung cancer is the number one killer. But all in all, in males and females, it is one of the most common cancers. Melanoma ranks as 19 in the most common cancer of both men and women, according to the World Cancer Research Fund. And there's a couple types. Sunscreens, you got the chemical combos that filter the sun. You got others that block the sun, like the titanium dioxide or zinc oxide. They kind of leave that white coating. And so people don't want to look white out in the sun. Remember the 70s, right? The lifeguards would have the white nose, right? Well, we want to look good. We don't want to look like we're wearing the sunscreen. You know, yeah, we don't mind looking all glistening. We also have to be careful because some people were lighting themselves on fire during Memorial Day. Memorial Day weekend, people would spray their body, you know, and they're like, you know, shirt off and, you know, they're at the grill. You know, the guys are at the grill showing off their pecs. Guys love when they build their body up, they love being shirtless. Do you notice that? You're like, really? You really have to take off shirt, really? Well, because they want to show off what they did. And I get that. It's okay. It's okay, Peacock. It's okay. But the problem is, and they go, oh, I've got to apply my sunscreen. Yeah. So they apply their sunscreen, and then they go to the grill, and then they light themselves on fire. So you got to be careful. You got to kind of, you know, I'm not a big fan of spray sunscreen because I don't want you to breathe it in. So, but when you spray sunscreen, you might get less absorption than the rub-on. So it's a study. It's a small study. Only 24 individuals they used. They were assigned a spray or lotion with the avobenzone, oxybenzone, octocrylene. They had to put on 75% of their body 4 times each day for 4 days. Then they did 30 blood samples taken from each volunteer over the next week. Of the 6 people who used the Ecamsul cream, 5 had levels of the chemical in their blood, considered statistically significant by the end of day 1. For the other 3 chemicals, especially oxybenzone, all of the volunteers showed significant levels after the first day. Looking through the results tables of the study, one thing about oxybenzone stood out. They said oxybenzone was absorbed in the body at about 50 to 100 times concentration than any of these other 3 chemicals they tested. Now, back in 2008, the CDC analyzed urine samples, and they found oxybenzone in 97% of the samples. They also found that oxybenzone can lower testosterone in adolescent boys, do some hormonal changes in men, could disrupt pregnancy and birth weight of the baby. So we kind of need to look a little closer at what we're doing from a sunscreen standpoint. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.